One of the most controversial cases of demonic possession would have to be that of Annalisa Mikkel, one of those stories that has a disappointing outcome, not just for the family of the victim, but also for the priests who were conducting the exorcisms. It was in 2005 that a film based on the true story of Annalisa was released. But one thing that Hollywood and the media never share is the deeper meaning behind this case of demonic possession. For many, they view the case as being a good horror story for our screens, while some see it as controversy between religion and science. But what most don't know is that it actually shares close similarities with the messages given by Our Lady at Fatima. Annalisa Mikkel was born on the 21st of September, 1952 in Bavaria, West Germany, to a devout and strict Roman Catholic family. She was brought up along with three sisters by her parents Joseph and Anna. 4 years before Annalisa was born, her mother gave birth to an illegitimate daughter named Martha. As a result, her mother suffered great shame and was forced to wear a black veil on her wedding day. Growing up, her mother once asked her to suffer for the sins of illegitimacy. And when Annalisa's younger sister Martha died after a failed operation to remove a tumor in her brain, this likely only increased Annalisa's desire to do penance for her mother. As she grew older, Annalisa continued to suffer for the sins of others. When she was a teenager, she slept on the bare stone floor to atone for the sins of wayward priests and drug addicts who could be observed sleeping on the hard ground at a local train station. In college, at West Germany's University of Würzburg, she hung pictures of saints on her dorm room walls, kept a holy water font near the door, attended mass twice a week, and regularly prayed the rosary. Once, she even told her mother, "God will always come first in my life." Annalisa was described as a happy and fun-filled girl in school, but during her early 20s, the Virgin Mary appeared to her and had asked if she was willing to atone for the sins of the youth. Annalisa agreed. But this wasn't just any kind of suffering. This suffering was to be in a form of a demonic possession. Annalisa was to become a victim soul. She was to show the world, and especially Germany, that the devil really did exist and that hell really did exist. If you ask me, this shares close similarities with the messages given by Our Lady at Fatima, where she told us of how so many souls are ending up in hell because there is no one to pray for them and make sacrifices for them. After graduating from high school in 1973, Annalisa enrolled at a university in Würzburg, hoping to become a religious teacher. While her fellow students went to parties, the young woman stayed in a room praying before the pictures of saints. Though her peers thought of Annalisa as being over-religious and over-reserved, in reality, the girl was doing her best to hide her sufferings. Her hallucinations grew increasingly intense, especially at times of prayer, as the devil slowly began his assaults on the young woman, threatening her with the thought of rotting in hell. This condition plunged Annalisa into depression and caused self-destructive behavior. She even tried taking medication to help with the stress, but nothing seemed to work. The first person to suggest that Annalisa was in demonic possession was an elderly family friend who accompanied her on a pilgrimage to Italy. It was in 1975 that Annalisa was urged by her father to participate on a pilgrimage to San Damiano in hopes of curing her struggles. San Damiano is located just outside of Assisi, and it is the very place where St. Clare had built her first community. The place is well known among the faithful because it is reported that the Virgin Mary appeared there multiple times. Now, even though this apparition is not yet approved by the Vatican, but still for many of the faithful, it is a place to seek help and comfort. When they arrived at the shrine, Annalisa refused to get out of the bus. She is then escorted to the site of the apparition, but suddenly breaks free and starts running, as if in great fear. This is where the family friend who had accompanied Annalisa on the pilgrimage knew that something was wrong. Many thought it was peer pressure and other struggles common with the youth that would cause them to often think they are possessed and need spiritual help. However, her family were deeply convinced that Annalisa was possessed and called on the church for help. News about her behavior began to ripple throughout her community. In a neighboring town, a traditional priest named Father Ernst Alt collapsed while praying for Annalisa. His collapse confirmed that evil was loose among his flock. Father Alt was convinced that an exorcism was the right call, but he needed help with the ritual. He then turned to Father Adolf Renz, a Jesuit priest who had performed many hundreds of exorcisms. They arrived at the Michelle's residence, and upon entering Annalise's room, she leaped and slapped one of the priests in the face. The two priests present were convinced that for someone to have so much anger, so much hatred for a sanctified priest, must be indeed possessed by the devil. It was at this point that the priest dismissed the idea of an ordinary illness. Annalisa endured 67 rites of exorcism over a period of 10 months. Over time, the ligaments in her knees ruptured due to the 600 genuflections that she performed obsessively during each exorcism session. Father Adolf Renz and Father Ernst Alt recorded the sessions on 43 tape cassettes. Throughout these sessions, Annalisa would frequently talk about dying to atone for the wayward youth of the day and the apostate priests of the modern church. These tapes were even played during a TV interview. There are hours of recordings, but the majority of what the devil revealed through Annalisa concerns the faithful and the church today. The majority of these recordings can be linked towards the Fatima message, such as the importance of praying the Holy Rosary, the reality of hell, and the importance of visiting the Blessed Sacrament often. Other messages include the importance of the Divine Mercy image and the Holy Face image, devotion to Saint Joseph, and your guardian angels. Sometimes during her demonic possessions, the Blessed Mother appeared in the middle of the fields to Annalisa. The Blessed Mother smiled affectionately at her and told her, "Annalisa, heaven is not blind to your pain." Annalisa then asks the Blessed Mother why did she have to suffer that way, to which the Blessed Mother replied, "I am sorry, Annalisa. The demons are going to stay where they are. You can come with me in peace, freed of your bodily form, or you can choose to continue like this. You will suffer greatly, but through you, many will come to know that the realm of the spirit is real. The choice is yours." This is where Annalisa chose to stay and suffer more, remembering her promise of having offered herself as a victim. When she died in 1976, her autopsy revealed that she had fractured teeth, bruised limbs, and black eyes. But before she died, the priest claimed to have seen stigmata on her hands and feet. Even her mother also claimed to have seen the wounds. They took these marks as a symbol that her soul had been freed. Annalisa's parents built a shrine to their daughter in Klingenberg, the town where she lived a short life. We can say she did achieve a sacrifice for other people. It was reported that once, throughout her demonic possessions, Our Lord also revealed to her that one day she will be raised to the altars, meaning that she will become a saint. Annalisa Michiel, pray for us.